T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, that just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
His name is Garth Brooks. He is your artist of the day. Pot it down just a little bit. All the way down. And then back up.
And I could tell the time had changed me. In her eyes too it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days. There wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all.
What are you giggling about over there? Crazy?
A better title than, damn, I'm sure glad I didn't marry that broad.
Well, that's pretty much what he's saying, isn't it?
That's what he's saying. Woo! Dodged a bullet there.
Ooh, man, barely got out alive.
Country music, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Didn't have to give up half.
That tramp. I don't...
Continue on.
Don't even get me started about half right now, Will Starrett.
What?
Nothing. Nothing.
Keep going.
Oh, I feel like I just... Sorry about your prayer being answered.
God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
Would you stop and just...
Hope that
FoxNews.com, so you know it's true. The war on Christmas just took a bizarre turn, Dana Wright. A viral Facebook post has caused a festive controversy on the social media platform when a mom claimed that she received backlash for not using a gender-neutral term for Santa Claus, sparking a heated debate. The story originates from an...
Keep going,
wait,
sorry.
Wait. No,
I know, right?
No, before we go any further, how is this a war on Christmas thing? Because this is, it has nothing to do with the Christmas aspect. It has everything to do with the gender neutral thing.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So this isn't really a war, which the war on Christmas is, you know, rubbish anyway.
Well, I agree with you on that.
But this really isn't a war on Christmas item anyway.
The story originates from an unnamed mom in Plymouth, England, who claims that she was shamed on a Facebook group after referring to Santa Claus as Father Christmas. The woman told the outlet, the Plymouth Herald, Santa is now seen as gender neutral. I was only referring to the book Father Christmas by Raymond Briggs, but it's left me a little confused and on edge about what we are allowed to say. While the original post and the responses have not been publicly revealed, users on Facebook were still quick to respond to the alleged shaming. In response to a post about the story, one user replied, seriously, he's a guy. Quite clearly, he's a guy. I would have bitten back by calling him St. Nicholas, to be honest. The clue is in the name. Nicholas, not Nicola.
Or Nicolette, as in the Sheridan variety.
Have we come to this?
I don't think we have
Santa
come to
Claus
this.
Is a dude.
I feel like that's largely been established, yes.
Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
And we can agree that Santa's reindeer are all girls.
And Mrs. Claus is a woman,
we
right?
We can agree on that, too.
Okay.
Sure. Yes.
So it's settled. Santa Claus,
is
guy.
A man.
The reindeer, girls. Mrs. Claus, girl.
Yes.
done.
Can we please move on to a story that you just posted? And I cannot stop laughing. We'll stare at it. I'm going to show Scott the photo.
No.
Tell the good people. No, you're going to love this. Tell the good people what happened in Moberly, Missouri over the weekend.
Dateline, my original hometown. There is a guy that was spotted on surveillance footage carrying a rifle, wearing a hooded sweatshirt.
And wait for it.
Attempting to rob a convenience store with
grandma's panties.
That's what it looks like on his head as
it
a disguise.
Looks like he's wearing old grandma holy underwear on his head.
That's not holy underwear. His eyes go through where her
The legs are designed to go.
Which
yes.
means his nose would be in a spot on that cloth. That's, I don't want to discuss.
That's also what that means.
The
yes,
crotchal region.
Crotchular region.
Here's what the Moberly Police Department posted. They are looking for the public's assistance in identifying a subject who committed an armed robbery. Approximately 6 p.m. on December 7th.
Can I see the picture?
It looks like an idiot. And anyone who's ever seen Raising Arizona is screaming in their car right now, son, you got a panty on your head.
Grandma's got a big butt.
Well, and very tiny legs.
Yes. Yes.
I would think putting it on your head is going to perhaps stretch it in weird ways that it wouldn't be, you know.
Right, yeah,
It's not going to fit the head the way it would fit the below the belt area.
Mm.
So it's all just going to look weird when it's on your head.
So this is your people.
This is someone who did something in my hometown. I can't say that it's my people.
We cannot have this conversation without pulling up the Raising Arizona clip. We can't. You cannot have a conversation about a guy with a panty on his head committing armed robbery without pulling up the Raising Arizona clip of the clerk saying, son, you got a panty on your head. The clerk is said to be shaken up, and I get it. You would be. But wouldn't you kind of also be a little like, son, you got a panty on your head? Like, I don't feel like I would burst out laughing during an armed robbery, but it's really hard to look at that without laughing.
Son, you got a panty on your head.
Sorry.
What does he steal? What does he steal during that robbery? Anyone?
Cigarettes.
Diapers.
Diapers?
Yeah. They stole a baby, and he needs diapers. Have you not seen
him? I thought you were talking about that guy.
No, but if he had stolen diapers in Moberly, I would have died laughing.
Son, you got a panty on your head.
What's going on?
Yeah. At 4 o'clock today, and we're curious if you saw this in traffic, UPS drivers across the country stopped in the middle of their route, wherever they were, to hold a moment of silence for a driver that was murdered in a truck hijacking on Thursday.
Yeah, that was last week in...
Was it Miami? It says, to honor the memory of a UPS driver who was killed Thursday in a kidnapping and police pursuit that ended in gunfire, UPS drivers across the country paused on their routes for a moment of silence, 5 p.m. Eastern. So that would have been 4 o'clock here, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
It says, Frank Ordonez, 27 years old, was kidnapped on Thursday when his truck was hijacked by two robbery suspects. To honor the memory, UPS drivers around the country are doing a moment of silence. They're turning their flashers on at 4 o'clock, if you saw it here. Ordonez was a father of two young girls. Incident began after 4 p.m. outside of a jewelry store Thursday. The robbery suspect sped away from the crime, got out of their vehicle, and then jumped into the nearby UPS truck.
Was it Miami? I don't think it was Miami. Was it Miami?
Once inside, they took control of the vehicle and held the driver hostage. Are the UPS drivers the one that don't, they don't have the doors on the trucks?
Correct.
Right?
No, they park in front of your house, they jump out, they run, drop off the package, and then run right back into their... I mean, they run.
God bless him.
What do you want them to do? Lock the door?
Well, give them doors, yes.
Well, that's going to slow down their delivery time.
By how much? Come on, how long does it take to open a door?
Well, they would have to lock it and then come back and unlock it.
I don't think they would have to lock it because if they're running out and running in, the door, the truck is wide open anyway.
What? If they jump out of the car or the truck and then they close the door, if you're going to hijack the truck, all you have to do is open the door. They would have to lock it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. They would have to then lock it.
Lock it and then...
But if you had a door when you were inside the truck, it would be a lot easier to me to prevent someone when you're just sitting in traffic from jumping on your truck.
Or they could just wait with a gun, tell you to unlock the door, and then drive off.
See, when I first heard about this story, I wondered if it was someone trying to take over the truck because they want the packages that are in the truck. That doesn't sound like this at all. They were just trying to make a getaway.
In this case, they were trying to make a getaway. They just wanted the truck, yeah.
Oh, God bless them. So if you saw any UPS trucks pulled over, flashers on at 4 o'clock, that's what that was for. It was in memory of that driver who was killed on Thursday. Father of two, 27 years old.
I know, it's a terrible story. It's tragic. But what's your point? That they should lock the door to the UPS truck every time they jump off? I mean, they literally, have you not seen them in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
They jump off, run to the door with the package, drop it off, and they run. I mean, they run right back to the truck.
Yeah.
What do you want them to do? Lock it?
I don't know.
Sounds dumb to me. This was a bizarre, unexpected hijacking.
You think a one and done?
Yes. I mean, think about how many times on any given day a UPS driver is going through your neighborhood and jumps off their truck, runs the package to the front door, runs back to the truck, and drives off. And how many times have they been hijacked? Once.
Yeah.
I think what we do in this country, and we do a really good job of it, we take an extreme circumstance, like what happened in whatever city. It was in Florida. Florida, okay. We take an extreme circumstance, and then we say, well, we've got to change the whole way we think about this. I mean, because every UPS driver, the tens of thousands of UPS drivers across the country on any given day are going to be hijacked by crazy lunatic bank robbers.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I do.
I mean, that's just not the way it works. I mean, 99.999999999% of the time, these guys jump off their truck, throw down a box, jump back on their truck, and they're on their way. We had one incident last week. Unfortunate as it was, awful as it was, I don't think we start locking doors on UPS trucks as soon as they get off with your package. That's crazy. No. FedEx is the same way. Thank you, Texter.
They don't have doors either?
Nope. Well, they have doors, but they don't drive with their doors. Or check that. When they jump off the truck, they don't close the door because they jump right through that door again to take off.
Do you know what families have said I don't want to say the real danger is, because this was clearly a very dangerous situation. What happened to that guy is just horrifying. But there's been a lot written about the risk if you are in that business. Not with hijacking or someone coming into your truck. It's heat. It's heat-related illness because think about it, Scott. Those trucks are large metal ovens, basically, right?
Yep.
And NBC actually did a story about this, that the temperature inside those things can just be off the chart.
Maybe that's why they jump out so fast.
I don't know.
Tom Petty. Amy in Kansas City. Amy, hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing better than we deserve. Thank you for asking.
Great. I was calling about you talking about the drivers and their vehicles not being locked as we're getting in and out. Mm-hmm. I'm actually a delivery driver, and our companies are now making us, they've put installed locks on our trucks. So every time we get in and out of the back of our truck, we have to lock it.
And can you tell me, do you work for an orange company or a brown company?
I work for an orange company.
Okay. And doesn't this slow down your delivery times?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And so how are your customers handling that, and B, your supervisors handling that?
But we're out later. Us as drivers, we're out later because we're having to deal with it. Every time we get to a stop, we're having to get out. We have to turn our vehicles off, unlock our back door, open it, pull your package out, close it, lock it, deliver your package, and start our vehicle back up.
And Amy, was that because of safety that they did that?
Yeah, because of all the trucks that were being stolen.
How many trucks were being stolen?
I guess over on the East Coast, quite a few. That's where our biggest problem was, is what we were told. So our company is like nationwide making everyone install locks on their trucks.
So let me understand this. For somebody to steal your truck, they would have to follow you, correct?
Correct.
And wait for you to get out of your truck, run a package up to the door, which probably takes less than 30 seconds, right?
Right.
And during that 30 seconds, they ditch their car, or somebody in that car jumps out and drives off with your truck.
Yep.
Ain't that America?
Well, I'm sorry that it's a longer time to do the job, and certainly that the drivers are working longer because of it. They have to provide locks on those doors.
Hang on. Amy, are you still there?
I'm still here.
You said that this is going to take you more time. Is that correct?
Correct.
Do you get paid extra?
Nope. It's a daily salary.
But did you feel safe before driving without locks or doors, Amy? I mean, do you feel safer now that you have the ability at least to lock the truck when you're in it?
No, because now I'm out late at night. And I'm out, me personally, I'm out in the country. So I'm not in the city, but I'm out on dark country roads where I'm standing there maybe at a house I've never been to, and I don't know if there's a dog, and is that dog going to bite me? And I'm trying to get my lock undone.
Have you ever been bitten?
I have a few times.
Really?
Yep.
Amy, Merry Christmas, and thank you for calling in.
Stay safe.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
All right, be good. Tony Paul in Kansas City. Tony Paul, hello.
Yeah, hello there, Scott, and both of you. My jaw is on the floor. There's a 1993 theory of principal law that to increase the security of a vehicle to keep it from being lost or stolen. And within a week, I've heard about carjackings, and I'm thinking, what? And now I'm hearing this, and these poor delivery truck people, I'm going, where is this theory of law? It's a theory of principal law to keep a car. How come nobody has that?
Well, in newer cars, like, they lock automatically, or you can set it so they do lock automatically right when you get inside the car.
Yeah, but it still doesn't keep the car from being carjacked. I'm lost. I'm like I said, with this, I believe her name was Amy, and I'm just going, but that's solved. Why aren't these companies use it? I don't get it. I'm so sorry.
Well, what do you not get, Tony Paul? I'm confused.
How cars are being carjacked. The 1993 theory of principal law, it's also known as the so-called German chip card systems, and it's not what these piece, the chip in the car, it's not that. It's a much complete theory, but that's a piece of the theory. And it's to keep a car, it slows it to a definite stop. And I'm going, this is a theory. It's been out 26 years. What's up with the techies? I don't get it.
Tony Paul, I do not either.
What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know.
The 1993 law of what?
I don't know. FBI, by the way, has identified the robbers as Lamar Alexander and Ronnie Hill, both 41 years old, both with lengthy rap sheets, including armed robbery. One of them was just released in 2017.
Are these the guys that were killed the other day in the...
in the Florida
incident. And everybody's wondering if the police overused their power.
I think one of the a jeweler was killed in the jewelry store, the initial jewelry store robbery. The driver was killed, and then I'm guessing the two, because it said four dead, I'm guessing the...
Well, the driver was killed, and then the two assailants, yeah.
And they're saying that police used... You're saying police used too much force? That's what they're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that people are alleging that the police used way too much force, that... The UPS truck that they had hijacked got stuck in traffic. Police were everywhere.
Well, and so were news helicopters.
Yeah. And they fired into the UPS truck. That's why the UPS driver, who was an innocent bystander in all this, he lost his life. And all he was doing was driving the truck that they told him to drive. You follow me?
Yeah.
So, Tony Paul, I'm going to be honest with you, brother. I have no idea what you're talking about. Will, can you look up this 93 theory?
I don't think we need to track that down.
What am I researching here?
I don't think we need to track that down.
Some sort of weird 1993 theory about the way this all worked. My head just went.
It's the, could it be the chaos theory? I don't know.
I have no idea, man.
I didn't hear him when he said it. If you're.
Count your blessings.
I was just going to say, it's kind of hard to figure out. Some things don't translate well secondhand. This is one of them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that it translates well firsthand.
Firsthand.
But again, Scott and I do not live in a tech kind of world. So there are probably tech people out there listening that are going, yes.
Oh, yes, the 93 theory. Oh, my God.
But
yes,
Scott
finally.
And I, you know, please help me turn my computer on, people. It's the on switch, man.
I'm looking at Dana like, what the hell is he talking about? The 93 theory about...
that would stop carjackings. I'm sure it's something that's out there that we just... Look, we can't catch it all. You and I read a lot of news. We can't catch it all.
No, I didn't catch that, apparently. I don't know. 576-7798. I'm going to take one cold. Line four, you're on the...
That's such a good
line
idea.
Line four, you're on the air. Hello, line
Hi.
Four.
Hi.
Hi, this is Bill. Hey, a bystander in one of the vehicles got killed also. In the gun battle.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
So that was your four.
Mm.
Are you backing up a large... vehicle?
Yeah, I fixed coffee machine.
Wait.
Someone's reversing.
Wait.
That was me.
Your job is fixing coffee machines?
Uh-huh. I think drive around the city and fix coffee machines, and I was just backing up.
Wait, coffee or copy, like Xerox machines?
Coffee like you drink.
Okay.
And
this just got better.
Also text in all the accidents that you guys, messages that you guys get.
How many coffee machines go bad in the city every day?
You'd be surprised. I was the head technician for Starbucks and had 75 stores.
Oh.
And so you just drive around all day fixing coffee machines?
Yes, in everywhere you can imagine.
Do you ever get tired of it?
No, I love it. I've been doing it for over 30 years.
Okay.
I just Googled carjacking.
Wait.
By the way, my name's Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Okay, Bill. All right, Bill.
I just Googled carjacking prevention technology. I do not get results.
Somebody says look up clipper chip on Wikipedia.
Well, it's true.
And the 93 guy will make more sense.
Okay.
Wait, clipper chip?
Clipper chip.
Okay. I see it. It was developed by the NSA. I would not want that in my car if it was developed by the NSA.
Okay.
No.
576-7798. 576-7798.
Suckers walk!
Money talks, but it can't touch my three-lock box.
Great Sammy Hagar.
I want to clarify something. One of our listeners was right. The jewelry store employee was not killed, Scott, in this shootout. She was injured as the robbers and the store owner shot at each other. Those dead are the two gunmen, the UPS driver who was hijacked,
yeah, that's sad.
And then an innocent 71-year-old man just sitting and idling at the stoplight when the whole damned thing unfolded. And the Washington Post has a great article on this today saying, should this shootout have unfolded the way it did during rush hour? Others are saying, and these are experts who weighed in for the Post story, police didn't have any choice. That the hijackers were firing and they had to do what they had to do to take out the gunman.
Dale in North Kansas City. Dale, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I don't know anything about the law of vehicle security, but I've been working on cars for 40 years, and they've come a ways. My Buick Park Avenue is an 04, and when I put it in gear, the doors lock. So if I'm cruising along the road, I come to a stop sign, my doors are locked until I put it in neutral or park. And that just happens to be the way Buick thought they would do it. I know on different designs of cars, it happens differently. If you're moving down the road, you get up to 5 or 10 miles an hour in a Ford, and the doors lock. And that's a security thing. They don't unlock until you put it in park. The different designs and theories are different, but the newer cars do have those. On the older ones, they just didn't. And unfortunately, on a delivery vehicle, there's a major advantage to being able to get in, get out, just to make time. And they're really pushed to make time in those deliveries. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to slow them down. But safety and security is critical, and just people, it's not guns that kill people. It's people that don't have any respect for life.
Dale, pardon me. I've also seen some stories in the news, certainly over the last couple weeks since that Uber report came out, that you should check that same locking mechanism in the back seat before you get into an Uber.
Oh, really?
Out of an abundance of caution. Because, you know, sometimes there's that switch in the door, and if you toggle that switch up, the doors will lock when the door shuts and you won't be able to get out. If the toggle switch is down, you can open the door.
Right. One thing you have to take into account, FedEx and UPS are not now just competing against themselves. They're competing against Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And Amazon is like, and I've seen them roll down my street, which is a 25-mile-per-hour street. And I guarantee you Amazon Prime is not going 25 miles an hour. These guys are out to run everybody else out of business. And so when FedEx and UPS show up, you know, on your street, they're trying to get that box as quickly to your front door as they can because they got 50 million other boxes in the back, just like the guy from Amazon Prime.
I didn't realize the delivery guys get paid per day, no matter when you're done.
Let's go to Brad in North Kansas City. Brad, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I actually worked for FedEx last holiday season, and I quit and started working for Aramark instead. I'm still in a delivery van, but I actually know all about the holidays and having to deal with the package deliveries. I was actually out last year during we had that early snow and ice storm.
Yeah.
And I happened to be out in it, and I got stuck in at least five driveways, and I was out until 8, 9 o'clock several days. And we started at 7 in the morning.
What is the incentive to get every package out of your truck before the day is out?
Well, we were required to return every package, or we had to have a supervisor okay us not delivering a package Let's say we couldn't find the address or something along those lines, or it was the wrong house. We had to have it okayed. And if we returned with it, then we had to deliver it the next day. So if you don't finish, then that just makes your day the next day longer.
It just stacks up.
Yes. And so it's one of those things. When I heard this earlier, I couldn't believe it because I couldn't do that. There's no way. The door locking, you're talking about an extra minute at every stop. And if you have, I worked with a gentleman that had 130 stops in one day. And when you're doing 130 stops in a day, to unlock and lock the truck is unreasonable. There's just no way to do it and get out of there at a decent time.
You have to leave the truck unlocked.
To an extent, yeah. I mean, if you don't, then if you lock the truck, you only do it at the specific stops when you're in really bad neighborhoods. If you're down off the Paseo and you see a bunch of Spangers or individuals out there that are just standing around, then you lock the doors. But if you don't see anybody, one of the things that they taught us at FedEx was to watch out for people following you. Because because they'll follow you, but not just follow you. They're following to see where you drop the packages off.
Oh.
And then go steal them from the doorsteps.
Yeah.
And one of the things they taught us that they told us that we had to do was make sure to hide large boxes. If you have a TV or anything like that that you can see from the outside, that's one thing that they just drive right past it, and once they see it, then they just go and take it.
Yeah, a friend of mine posted the other day, someone stole from her doorstep like organic baby food. I mean, something that would be worth nothing to a criminal,
right,
who came up and swiped it hoping it was diamonds or something expensive that you could turn around and sell on Facebook. Right? And she was like, really?
Emily in Overland Park, you get the last word. Emily, hello.
Hi. Hi,
Emily.
How
go
are
ahead.
You tonight?
Good.
You're doing well.
Good. So in all this talk, I'm thinking about my car. I have one of those keyless cars with a key fob.
Yeah.
And if I leave my car on and I step out of my car and you walk away from it, it honks at you, right? You can't get too far from your car. If we had, and if a carjacker came up and carjacked me, I'd be like, here you go, here's my car. If I had my key fob in my pocket, not my purse, they would drive down the road, not very far. The car would turn off, and then they would be out of luck because the car is not going anywhere without the key fob near it. So, in my mind, I'm thinking if these delivery trucks have these key fobs and you carry the key fob on you all the time, if someone comes and steals the truck, they're only getting down half a block, and then they're SOL.
Emily, thanks for the call. If that's how the technology works, I've always thought that once you're driving, it will drive.
Until you
can't
turn it off.
Restart it.
Right. Correct.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.